Praise the Lord, everyone. If Jesus Christ be a man and only a man, I say I will cleave to him, and to him only will I cleave always. But if Jesus Christ be God and only God, then I swear I will follow him through heaven and hell, the earth, the sea, and finally the air. If Jesus Christ be God and the only true God, he is worthy of our praise tonight, of our worship, our dedication, and our consecration. Let's give him a standing ovation and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 They tell me this is better, and I think it is. Clap one more time for the Lord with all of your heart. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah, Jesus! It is my distinct privilege and honor to be here tonight and to worship with you in spirit and in truth. What I feel in this place is altogether inspiring. Feel the anointing of the presence of the Holy One of Israel. In the book of Esther, there's one simple statement that says, an uncle pleading with a niece to dare to do what looked impossible. Mordecai said to Esther in Esther 4 and verse 14, at the end of his persuasive discourse, he said to Esther, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. In the book of Daniel, chapter 11 and verse 32, the last part of that verse says, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 16, Peter explaining their actions said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Say, that's me. I don't think you believe it. Say it again. That's me. Say it again. That's me. And your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I want to entitle this tonight, Why We Must Have Revival. Would you pray with me before you are seated? Lord Jesus, tonight, I stand in this wonderful assembly, this noble assembly, into which your Spirit has already come. We have come tonight to lift up your name oh God, to hear from the very throne of God tonight. I am asking that as I impart and share these simple thoughts, that minds, oh Lord, will explode, that hearts and souls will soar away with the possibilities that lie before us in this generation. Anoint these lips of clay and cause me again to speak as the oracle of the Lord. We will not fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask these things in the matchless, resplendent, all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone said, Amen. Turn and shake someone's hand and say, I'm going to get everything I can out of this tonight. Praise the Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' wonderful name. Clap one more time for the Lord. This is a wonderful assembly tonight. And best of all, Jesus is with us. In Jesus' name, Israel in the Old Testament had the unique, distinct privilege of being the people of God, the nation of Yahweh. They were safe and secure in God as long as they lived in a state of revival. But when they failed God in numerous ways and manners, God allowed them to be taken over by their enemies. When they turned their back upon the one who had delivered them, he then delivered them again into bondage. If you look throughout the Bible, you will find this is repeated over and over again. The principle is the same in every generation. Any nation, any kingdom, any power that has ever turned away from God, God has allowed that nation to become conquered by their enemies. Thus, we have nations in Europe that have become conquered by communism. God sets them up and He sets them down. Man does not do it. God does it. If you look at India, for example, and the great and gross idolatry that is there, the starvation that is there, you will find that it is the devil that is responsible for that, not us. He does not care what anyone worships as long as they do not worship the one true living God. For example, Hare Krishna is really a consciousness of ancient Hinduism. Their leaders wear strange clothing and they pour something down their forehead and it comes off the end of their nose. That is liquid cow manure. That's what that is. Because really, within the confines and structures of their religion, and that's all it is, a religion, they really worship reincarnation, the Brahman bull. That is darkness. Gross darkness. There are priests in India that can give their entire lives to eating cow manure. Time Life publications in the great religions of the world do not disclose these details to our population, our populace as a whole. Our missionaries can tell you the real inside details. We are a generation of people in a culture in America that is the greatest in the entire world. I have just returned from the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. Americans need to be quiet, pay their taxes, thank God for this country, and pray for revival is what we need to do. We ought to be thankful that God has given us what He has given us. I was told various things about the United Kingdom before I went. I hear lots of things about lots of things. I went to see for myself. I was unprepared for what met me in that kingdom. The spirit of communism met me at the plane, and I was unprepared for it. I knew that communism was making inroads into England. May I say to you tonight that the English people, the British people, are not patriotic. You will not find a British flag flying anywhere, never in a church. The only thing that holds the United Kingdom together is the royal family. If that royal family were dissipated for any reason, the entire Commonwealth would fall to pieces, because the royal family is to the British what the flag is to us in America. They love that royal family and they are loyal to that royal family. The heads of the labor unions in England are self-professed communists. Some of the bishops in the Church of England are self-professed communists. As a result, the churches in that area are struggling for their very life spiritually. No moves of God. Nothing like what you feel here. You would think in some places you were in a Methodist situation. I made up my mind when I got there that because greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world, we can push communism back to the pit from which it came. And so in my way of doing things, I connected with God, and we had a conference that tore things literally apart. But this is the key. You must understand what you are fighting. You must understand where the enemy is, and then hit him with everything you have got in God, and do not budge, but stand there and behold the salvation of God. People, this gospel works. It'll work anywhere. It'll work in the Kremlin. It'll work on the streets of England. It'll work in America. This gospel will work anywhere because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed. He forever remains the same. There's nobody like Him, and there is no gospel like under this gospel. It is the only gospel in the world that will ever get a person out of this world in the rapture when Jesus Christ of Nazareth comes in the clouds of glory. This is it. This is the truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. England, it is pitiful. England at one time evangelized the world. They sent out some of the greatest missionaries, some of the greatest Protestant reformers, leaders, preachers came from England. England reached its supremacy under Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria reigned for 60 years. You'll not hear this in a world that is controlled by the humanists in our day. But Queen Victoria was a deeply religious woman. When a monarch came from India and beheld the greatness of England and the Commonwealth and the kingdom, He said, Victoria, what is the key to your success? What is the key to the greatness of the English Empire, the British Empire? She pointed to the Bible and she said, that book, sir, is the key to the greatness of this nation. Queen Victoria wanted Jesus Christ to come in her day. She wanted Him to come. She wanted the rapture to take place in her day so that she could lay her crown at His feet. There's a painting that is in London, England, that shows Queen Victoria and other great reigning monarchs coming and laying their crowns at the feet of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But England has fallen from that. And I preach to them there that the only key or the only hope you have is revival. There is no other hope. American, there is no other hope tonight except revival. There is no future. There is no other culture that's going to rise on the scene and make for us some great culture to live in. Nothing is coming. No other kingdom is going to come. No other great country or empire like America will ever rise again. It's now or never for us. This is the hour to somehow single adult, single young person, married person tonight. This is the hour. This is the moment in time when we have got to make up our minds that we are going to cut ourselves loose from everything else and that we are going to live in this with everything that we have got a hold of and let go of everything and cling to Him. It is pitiful to me that only 14% of the British go regular to church anywhere in this hour. Only 14% of the Welsh go to church. 30% of the Scottish go to church. 80% of the Irish go to church. In London, in the East End, 0.5% go regularly to church of any kind, Hinduism, Muslim, or Jew. The punk rockers in England are a disgrace. And if you have any desire here tonight to look like them or to dress like them, you are stupid. You have forgotten the man Christ Jesus. You have forgotten where you came from, and you do not understand what you're toying with. You see, the reason England is filled with all of this rot, and they send it to the other nations of the earth, is because the spirits that control nations, the people of that nation, reflect the nature of the spirits that are in control. And those punk rockers shave their heads and wear these Mohawk Indian haircuts. They put super glue in that. It's as hard as steel nails. They are firing them from public jobs in England because they can put out eyes of people or they can cut faces open. They dye them green. I saw things on the street. I turned my back to some things. I couldn't stand it. That's how cruel the devil really is. That's how ugly he really is, people. I'm telling you, he is a cruel, hard taskmaster. But the one I serve will give you freedom. He will give you freedom. He will give you joy that is unspeakable. He will give you a fullness of glory. He will do it. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. I feel that God is speaking to us. We need answers, and God has answers for us. He's got them. And there is some of the most marvelous potential before me here tonight.
There are some people here who are absolutely charged with potential. But the devil has somehow tricked you. He has squandered your energy. He has short-circuited it out in other directions. I have come in the name of Jesus Christ to this conference to somehow help you put your wire together by the help of God and get you back where you ought to be. Something has got to happen for us that has never happened before. Something has got to take place in this conference that has never happened before. We cannot be the same as we were before. We cannot be the same as we were before. Jesus said there will be wars and rumors of wars. World War II, 360,000 Americans died. In Vietnam, 59,000 American soldiers died. They're now predicting by the end of this decade, more people will die of AIDS than were killed in the Vietnam War. And then you tell me that we don't need to get together like this and sort things out and try to find some answers and shake ourselves loose. In the Civil War in this country, 625,000 people died in the Civil War. America is the only nation left in the world that is evangelizing the world. We're the only nation left that is sending out missionaries, supporting them. Things have been better in this country in the last few years. And that is totally credited to President Reagan. I'm not a politician, but he is the best president in my lifetime. I wrote him and told him so. He wrote me back and thanked me. He is the best president in our lifetime. He did not profess anything. Rather, he possessed something, and he did it, and he showed the world. They hate him in Europe. I got into a real conflict, is the best way to say it, in Scotland over Reagan. I mean, I nearly didn't buy the stuff. He did not like what I had to say, and I gave it to them. However, so we've had this wonderful reprieve, and there is revival in the land. Revival is not coming to us. It's here. It is here. It's here. Revival is here. It's here. We are touching it tonight. They're now predicting that in 3 years, Khomeini in Iran will have the atomic bomb. And they are saying that if he gets it, there will be absolute anarchy in the world because he is a godless, bloodthirsty, demonic maniac. And they are planning to send terrorists into this country. They're saying that within 3 years' time, there will be bombings in this country like there are in other countries, that our people will be slain and blown to pieces in restaurants, whatever. I have already prayed that God would either kill Khomeini or save him. That God would hear our prayers and that he would rid the earth of people like Gorbachev and Khomeini, and that somehow simple people like you and I will rise to the hour and that we will stand as Josiah stood and call upon the name of the Lord and rend our hearts and bring revival and reform to this world. I believe that is possible. I believe that is possible. I believe there are people here tonight that could be mightily used of God, that could help to turn the wheels, that could get the motion going, that could cause something to happen that has never, ever happened before. I believe it. 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 Whether you do or not, I believe it. There are people here tonight that could be mightily used by God. Mightily used by God. Mightily used by God. Mightily used by God. Jesus. 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 I have heard about the Iron Curtain ever since it came into existence. I don't know what was wrong with my head. I just thought there was some kind of a, you know, symbolic title or name applied to the barrier between communism and the free world. I have now found out there really is an Iron Curtain. That curtain is 9 feet high. And the reason they call it an Iron Curtain is because it is iron, but you can see through it. But it is so designed you can't scale it, and hooks will not catch in it. There is no way to rope yourself over it. And this Iron Curtain that communism has separated itself from the rest of the world with cost $3,400 per foot. And it is 850 miles long. If communism is so good, why do they have to build fences to keep them in? Why do they, Sister Tinney? Someone said to me not long ago, why do you live this way? What makes you live this way? I said, nothing. I live this way because I want to live this way. I do the things I do because I want to do these things. Nobody makes me live for God this way. I live for God this way because I enjoy it. I like it. And I make no apologies to anybody. I really know Him. I really know Him. I have really found Him. Jesus is really real. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. He is my personal friend. I know Him. I was born to do this. I was born to act like this. He gave us hands to clap. He gave us hands to wave. He gave me feet to dance. He gave me a voice to shout. He gave me a heart to respond. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. And then He said, I'll send it. It'll be like fire shut up in your bones. Fire out of control. Can you feel something building in this place tonight? Can you feel things finally begin to come together? Something is beginning to come together in the spirit world in this place. That something is a one-mindedness and a one accord that will cause the Spirit of God to move for us. Would you wave your hand to Him and shout again to Him with the voice of triumph? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm really quoting, I think it was Sister Tinney already in this lectern here tonight, that these are the most treacherous hours that man has ever lived in. I'm saying to you tonight that man has never lived in such a treacherous hour, because there are so many things possible by travel, media. So many things are available to us that have never been available to any other generation or civilization. And there's no point in me giving you all these gory details of what is lurking everywhere. You know what's lurking everywhere. It is everywhere. We are absolutely living in the most treacherous hour that man has ever lived in. But the Bible says that where darkness doth abound, there doth grace much more abound. And when the evening time comes, as Zechariah said, in the evening time there shall be light. Light for what? Light to see the way. Light to keep on going. Light to do the thing you want to do. The shadows of darkness are rolling in, but there's a light in my soul. There's a flame in my soul. There is an eternal flame in my soul, if you please. And that light is never going to go out. It is never going to go out. We are in the midst of revival. We're also on the threshold of the greatest move of God this world has ever known. I feel it. It drives me. It drives you. Some of you are on the threshold of spiritual discoveries in this conference. And the reason you are is because you are fighting. You are fighting. You are fighting. Like you've never fought before. Let me tell you, that fight is going to bring about a glorious victory. If you'll just hang in there, if you'll just stand right there, God's going to give you a glorious victory. In the midst of all the clamor and turmoil, I am aware of the fact that the devil, communism or any other ism or schism, cannot fight the Spirit of God. There is no way that they can fight it. Brother McFarland told me that in Ethiopia, the national pastors are staying with the starving. I just saw him recently. He said that some of our native pastors are beginning to starve to death with the Ethiopians. They could leave, but they won't. They are staying with the Ethiopians right down to their last breath. Because as they are leaving this world, they are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother McFarland told me a month ago that in 2 months, 11,000 Ethiopians had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues. In 2 months' time, 11,000 of them, leaving this world, opening their eyes in paradise, have gone on speaking with tongues. They took them to water in the name of Jesus Christ. Perilous times are here. The revival is also here. Great and wonderful revival is here, as it was in the days of old, as it was in the book of Acts. Revival is sweeping the world. You and I are a part of it. We're a part of it. Shake yourself and understand that tonight. You are a part of what's going on over there. It's because of people like you and me here that brings that about over there. I'm saying to you tonight that you haven't got a hold of something. You've got a hold of something that is fire. It is dynamite. It's greater than hydrogen. It's greater than the atomic bomb. What you've got a hold of in this place tonight, I feel the Holy Ghost like waves of glory coming in over us tonight and sweeping through this country. Congregation, because the Lord, He is God. There is none like unto Him, neither in heaven nor in earth. He is the Lord Supreme. He is the Lord Supreme. Jesus is His name. For the Tacloumarian in Ethiopia, at last count, is pastoring 96,000 people. There are 96,000 people in the United Pentecostal Church in Ethiopia. Communism has just taken over that country in the last 3 years. You know that. But isn't it incredible that communism, with all of its machinery, with all of its technology, with all of its tyranny, with this 800 and some mile iron curtain, cannot stop the Spirit of God. It cannot stop the Spirit of God. It cannot stop the Spirit of God. It can't. Cannot stop the
the revival that is upon us. Glorious things. There are signs and wonders and miracles happening. God is healing the sick. In England, there were growths that disappeared from people's bodies right where the preaching was going on. Preachers that had never been moved by the Holy Ghost absolutely went berserk and fell on their faces and cried to God and shook and trembled and spoke with tongues. Why? Because when Jesus is present, anything can happen. Anything can happen when He is present. Faith. Faith in God. Sister Molly Thompson told me a story at the end of a meal. I couldn't finish the meal. I got down and wept and cried. She told me that while they were in Colombia, she said that there was a woman in Colombia, South America, in Bogota, who was a leper. She was so bad that even the other lepers in the leper colony would have nothing to do with her. That's how bad she was. Her body was full of leprosy, open sores, scales, corruption oozing from the leprous flesh. The leper was on the street one day, alone. A man appeared to her and gave her a tract, and on that tract was the address of the Thompson Mission in Bogota. She took the track and went to thank him. And he was gone. He was nowhere in sight. She took the track. She went to the church. When the saints in the church saw her, they backed away. She said, "I've come here to be baptized in Jesus' name." The assistant pastor did not want to touch her. She was so bad. But the Thompson came on the scene and she said, "I want to be baptized." He said, "I will baptize you." The only baptismal they had was a tank, and he had to climb in it with her. And he baptized her in Jesus' name. And when he put her under the water, the scales loosened from her body. The corruption came floating to the surface of the water. And she was baptized and came out of the water laughing, so happy to be buried in the name of Jesus. She went home. Brother Thompson, the scales from her body and the corruption clung to the legs of his trousers. And he climbed out of that tank, a man of God he is, and walked to his home before he could take those clothes off. In the morning, when this woman awakened, she woke up and she got out of bed and turned to the sheets to rip them off the bed, as she had done week after week, month after month, year after year, since she'd had leprosy, because the sheets were filled each morning with corruption and the rottenness of her body. And when she stood to her feet and looked at the bed was clean. There was nothing there. And she began to scream. And she looked at herself. And she screamed. And she screamed, "I am clean.
I am clean. I am clean. And she woke up the whole neighborhood running in the streets crying, I am clean. You know what I really feel like doing? I feel like going out in the streets of this city, New Orleans, and just screaming, I'm clean. I'm clean. I'm clean. I'm clean. I am clean from your sin. I am clean from the leprosy of this world. I'm saved. To you tonight, that God is trying to speak to us and tell us something. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah! There's a great spirit of worship in this place tonight. Would you clap your hands again and lend your voice to that and give yourself to what is here in this place? Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord spoke to me on the plane today and said, tell them that Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. He wanted to be delivered, but it was the will of God for him to spend the night with the lions. Tell them to be willing to spend the night with the lions. For in the morning, when your morning comes, the king will ask you, is your God Daniel able to deliver you? And Daniel's answer was, yes, my king, I am alive. Is the Lord able to deliver you from your lion's den? Is he able to deliver you from your trial? Is he able to deliver you? Yes, 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 yes. He is able to deliver us. John Knox of Scotland. John Knox of Scotland preached against Mary Queen of Scots. He built his church on what is now called the Royal Mile, between the castle of Edinburgh and Holyrood. And he preached against Mary Queen of Scots. He wrote against her. And she was less than a mile from his church. He preached against her because of what she was doing. She dragged him in on more than one occasion to warn him, to threaten him. And one day she threatened him with death. And he jumped to his feet and said, do you think you can scare me with death? He said, for me to die is to be free. And in frustration, the monarch turned to her courtiers and said, what do you do with a man like this? He's not even afraid to die. What do you do with a man like this? You know what they say about us? What do you do with people like these Pentecostals? What do you do with people like them? The devil is trying to figure out what to do with us. There's nothing you can do with us. Because I reiterate to you tonight, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. They cannot do anything with us. Is it possible the reason that we have had such a struggle getting this singles conference off the ground? Is it possible that the reason there has been such a struggle, if you knew what I went through to get here tonight, my luggage still isn't here. They canceled the flight yesterday. It's a nightmare. I told the airlines, I said, this is a nightmare. This whole day is a nightmare. They felt sorry for me. They didn't refund any money. It has been a nightmare. Sister Ruth Ann Kerr called me and said, "Brother Stonking, you've got to pray. There's a hurricane coming." You think you're not important? The Bible says the devil is the prince and power of the air. He knew you were coming here, and he knew what was going to happen here. And so he thought he sent a little storm, and he's turned up a few things out there in the ocean and began to blow it this direction. But I found out there was a prayer meeting here that went on all night long. And there were some people here who stirred up a whirlwind, and they sent something back into his own nostrils, and that thing blew out to sea and went someplace else, went off to Florida. But the conference is here, and God is here, and we are here, and because we are here, Jesus Christ will do anything you want him to do for you tonight. He is able to do it. Is it possible? Is it possible? Is it possible? Is it possible that the devil is so afraid of what is about to happen with this particular movement? Is it possible that we're on, in the singles movement, some kind of a threshold of a birth? Because you see, you've heard the statistics. I'm not going to tell you again. You know what's in this country. You know what's in our churches. There is an army that has never been tapped. A single army for one reason or another. There are single young people who still are not married. There are single older people who are still not married. There are some women who now are the parents of a child who are burned out with men. It has all failed, but somehow they are finding something in a situation like this that is pulling them to a higher plane, and they see that they can become reckless and daring. They're not tied down. They're loose. They're free. They can do it. Is it possible? Is it possible that you are called to the kingdom for such a time as this, and that your struggle has been designed by God, and that you're about to come out of your cocoon, and that you're about to grow wings spiritually that you never dreamed to be so beautiful, and there's an inspiration rising in the bosom of your heart and soul that wants you to spread your spiritual wings and catch and lift on the currents of God's grace and glory and soar to heights unknown to you and possibly this entire world. God is speaking to individuals here tonight. The Lord is speaking to individuals here tonight, and He is calling you. I'll tell you what He's saying. He is saying to you, and has said to you, some of you for quite some time, that what you're giving yourself to is not worth it. That the thing you're struggling toward in this world, in this life, will fail you when you get it. And God is asking you to let go, to let go, and reach for him. And he is saying to you that if you'll do that, he will make a way for you where there is no way.
And I would speak to you, saith the Lord. I say unto you, the devil fights the hardest where he fears the most. Rejoice and be glad, O my people, for have I not stretched forth my hand and blown away your adversary? I say unto you tonight that thou shalt see what thou hast desired to see, for I, the Lord, have written it and engraved it in my will for thee. I have seen and I have heard, and I will not ignore, but I will stretch forth my hand, yea, my nail-scarred hand, and will lift you to the plain that thou art reaching for. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. Stand and rejoice in my presence and be glad. For there is a ministry of the Spirit in this place. The Holy Ghost will minister to you where you are standing. The Holy Ghost will minister to you tonight where you are seated. God has heard your cry, and He is answering for you tonight. That's why you feel what you feel. That's why you are involved with what you are involved with. There is the sound of weeping, and there is the sound of crying in this place. I hear the sound of crying and the sound of travail. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's it, that's it, that's it. There's a woman right here, very near to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Roha, the Lasha, the Lemandaresha, Undroka, the Liberabakaya, the Lohoshata. God will make a way for you. God will make a way for you. Jesus, 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 Jesus is in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you are here tonight visiting with us, we make no apology to anybody who is visiting. We do not care what you think. We are here to tell you that God is alive, and that you need Him. If you are here tonight, you ought to come and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No matter who you are, what you are, you ought to come to the front of this room and stand here and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you've brought a visitor, bring your visitor with you tonight. If God has spoken to you, you ought to come to this altar of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 For this woman is praying through right here and speaking with tongues. You are here tonight and you need a touch of God on your life. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This world is going to go down, but this church is going to go up. And it's going to go up shouting just like this. It's going to go up rejoicing just like this. If you're lukewarm in your soul, if you're cold in your soul, you ought to come and get near the fire, because there is a warmth here tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. There are hungry people here seeking God. Hallelujah. Those of you who know how to pray,
come and help them. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There are others who need to come. There are others who need to come to this altar. There are others who need to come to this altar. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mickey, come and help me tonight. Come and help me tonight. There are people making their way still to this altar. God is still dealing with people here in this place tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's it. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. There are people who still need to come to this altar of prayer. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost pulling. I feel the Holy Ghost pulling at people in this place tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Let everybody else just raise their hands and worship the Lord. Lift your voice to Him. That's it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
There's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. From the north, from the south, and the east and the west, there's gonna be a revival in the land. There's gonna be a revival in the land. There's gonna be a revival in the land. From the north, south,